stille Nacht, heilige Nacht. Alle schlaft einsam wach, nur das traute Vogelgepaar. Hol der Knabe noch heilige Nacht, schlaft in himmlische
That's what we're doing.
Let it snow. Okay. Let's find your... there you go. Okay. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Is that the one?
That's the one.
That's the one. One, two, three.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And so this is Christmas. Well, what have we here? Have we got that one on the words?
So we are Christmas.
And what have you done? Are. Another year over and a new one begun. Do we have
okay,
any
we're
more
in
copies
C.
of it?
Yeah, that's all I've got.
Oh, just the one copy. You have to use the one on your phone.
Okay. Are we ready?
And so this is Christmas. Yeah.
Do you know anything for the words?
Okay.
Here, I've got the words.
Okay.
One, two, three. And so
this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you had fun. The near and the dear one,
it. There it is.
CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, at 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B, 2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Seamus Hamilton Pattison speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW Friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.
Shh.
This is Phil Kramer with another wonderful offering from the Magic Flute, Karaoke Magic Flute, on Saturday, the 20th of December, a day or two ahead of the solstice. It's 12:07 in the afternoon, and this will be our last karaoke number of the day. I think we'll have some stories and songs in the afternoon. I hope you aren't going anywhere. Stay close by your radio because it's warm and cozy here at the little station that can and does. Happy holidays to everybody, and let's get on with this Mozart, right? Yeah.
Their voice, heart cries, dim though in part. Dear, dear, wondrous writ, T-Linket, stark mit geduld, thee in gefahr, stark mit geduld, thee in gefahr. Stark mit geduld, prove dark souls see Graven deep. I lost my place.
Graven, death, and salt,
thanks, Phil. Well, you know what they say.
Oh, well.
They say, oh, well. No, it's, you know what? They say technology will prevail. Unfortunately. See what happens? Like, it's got to be authentic intelligence, not artificial intelligence. I can't thank my special guests enough. Thanks to Phil. Thanks to Anne, Norman, Debbie. Thanks to Judith and Norman. And, oh, there's a little more Mozart. How nice is that? A little magic flute indeed. Well, what else have I got for us this morning? A lot of stories and some Christmas music. Look, this looks fantastic. David Francie, one of my favorite people in the folk music world, in the Canadian music world, in any kind of music world. That guy's great on a stage. You ever go to one of his shows? He's pretty funny. He's a very entertaining fellow, David Francie. And if you're a listener of Barking Dog, well, I don't have to tell you too much more about David Francie. But here he is on 95.9. We'll just start with the first cut on this great-looking CD. It's a Christmas CD, and it's called Carols for Christmas Eve.
With heart and soul.
Guess what I did? Let's line it up again one more time, because it is a good one. I always like this one.
Christ is born today. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give your heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you hear of endless bliss. Jesus Christ was born for this. He hath opened the heavenly door, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ is born for this. Oh, Christ is born for this. Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now you need not fear the grave. Jesus Christ was born to save. Calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Oh, Christ was born to save. Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today.
Time is 12:15. The place is CKUW 95.9. And we have bid adieu to our Christmas carolers. We really appreciate their coming in and helping us out. I hope you had fun singing along with us this morning. And right now, oh, where to jump next? I had a bunch of tunes saved to my playlist, and for some reason, I don't know, I'm not seeing them now, so we'll try again. See if I can draw them up out of the ether. Cyber music. Did you check out Rufus? No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, did you check out David Byrne's Christmas playlist? playlist of tunes for people who hate Christmas, or maybe they're just having a bad one. What does Rufus Wainwright want to say to us today? This is Spotlight on Christmas. Thanks to Nonesuch Records for the McGarrigle Christmas Hour, the late Kate and great Anna McGarrigle and their friends and family. So, let's ask them to take it away. Oopsie-daisy. Not Joan. Rufus, this time.
People love the working man who does the best that he can, but don't forget all the horses and toys never could fix the poor little rich boys. People say they love the maid who sweats and toils just like a slave, but don't forget all the diamonds and pearls never could fix the poor little rich girls. You can measure it in blood, you can measure it in mud. Let us say for these 12 days, put the measurement away, 'cause it's Christmas and the spotlight's shining on Christmas and the spotlight's shining on us. People love and people hate, people go and people wait, but don't forget Jesus, Mary and Joseph once were a family, poor but rich and hopeless. Don't forget Jesus, Mary and Joseph running from the law, King Herod had their poses, and they were each one quite odd, a mesh of a virgin and a god. But don't forget that we kept them afloat, floating through the desert doesn't take a boat. Don't forget that we kept them above is unconditional. Walk through the snow with her arms full of treasure and her heart all aglow. We held hands and stared at the lights on the tree,
as if Christmas was invented just for you and for me. When the angel on the treetop requested a song, we sang Silent Night all day long. There's a family that's gathering in some living room. Dinner on the table that's been cooking since noon. The stockings on the mantle are hanging with care, while everybody is saying a prayer. We held hands and stared at the lights on the tree, as if Christmas was invented just for you and for me. And when the angel on the treetop requested a song, we sang Silent Night all day long. There's a room out there somewhere with a woman in a chair, memories of a childhood still lingering there. How pretty the paper, the lights and the snow. How precious those memories from long, long ago. We held hands and stared at the lights on the tree, as if Christmas was invented just for you and for me. And when the angel on the treetop requested a song, we sang Silent Night all day long. When the angel on the treetop requested a song, sang Silent Night all day long.
I really do like Hickory Wind. It sounds like the opening notes. We just heard John Prine. Hi, I'm Kits Temple, and this is the Temple Tent Revival. And we had some live guests in the studio in the first hour of the program. We just heard Silent Night All Day Long from John Prine. And before that was Rufus Wainwright's Christmas Spotlight on Christmas. We should have some Kate and Anna McGarrigal. I just heard the news that Mick Abrams has died. I think that was like yesterday. Is that what it said? Mick Abrams died yesterday on December the 19th. And Mick Abrams was a guitarist with Jethro Tull, the group Jethro Tull. He was born on the 7th of April, 1943. Passed away yesterday. He was also in Blood and Pig, was he not? And well, let us play something then. How about we'll go to Stand Up. And since today is also the 10th anniversary, that's true, Kits Temple of the Temple Tent Revival. Used to be Kits of the Temple of Sound, also Mud Puddle Radio, Little Big Tent, innumerable fill-ins for other programs over the years. 10 years. Happy anniversary to us. And this used to be the theme music for a while of that old show. It's the Bore. It's by Bach, if you must know. Let's find one that's in better shape than this one. This one wasn't in real good shape. Let's see if this one is in better condition. Yes, this is the one we want to hear. Turn it up. Yeah, Ian Anderson and the rest. Actually, that was Martin Barr, who was the guitarist on Stand Up. Bore was on Stand Up, and it was already too late. Mick Abrams was on This Was, and then he wasn't on the other ones, like Benefit and Stand Up and Aqualung and so on. But you know what? He went off to Blood Moon Pig. He did his own stuff. Since it's our solstice celebration, as it were, why don't I just play a nice, long Bloodwind piece of music in honor of good old Mick Abrams, who died only just yesterday. He was born in 1943. So I guess he was 82, and let's hear San Francisco Sketches. It's a remaster of the album that came out in the 70s, 1970, so 55 years ago. I remember listening to it at the time, introduced to it by a school friend and music reviewer of the school newspaper. Here we go. San Francisco Sketches. It wasn't what we thought we were going to do, but let's do it to honor the late guitarist. And if you like Blood and Pig and Jethro Tull and Mick Abrahams and so on, you probably are a listener too of Star Road Junction, which comes on today, every Saturday, in fact, at 4 p.m., right after Eclectic Residence, an hour of eclectic pop music with Keeley and guests, very often guests lately. That's from 3 to 4. From 2 to 3, Active Voice with Debbie, who was, we were so appreciative of that too. She was a member of our quintet and sextet and septet. We just grew and grew. That was our choir, our little choral group this morning, doing some caroling. And let's get on with Blood and Pig, I guess. Oh, it's 12:31. CKUW Campus and Community 95.9 from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Treaty 1 territory. The temperature now is 19 degrees below zero. It's partly cloudy out. Pressure's rising. Right now it's 101.2 kilopascals. Winds are from the northwest at 38, and they are gusting. The wind chill is minus 32. Visibility is 16 kilometers. Low tonight, minus 26. High, minus 16 if we get there. And we are there now. That's the high. This is as warm as it's going to be. Wind chill, minus 31, minus 25 in the afternoon. Risk of frostbite. And tonight, clear winds, northwest 20, becoming lighter. Yeah, lighter winds tonight. Low, minus 26. Wind chill, minus 27. See how light those winds are going to be tonight? But minus 34 wind chill overnight, with, of course, that risk of frostbite. So I hope you've got really good gloves. Mitts are better than gloves. And from getting to this, 1970 on Chrysalis, San Francisco Sketches. Mick Abrahams is the composer, I think, and the guitarist. I'll try and confirm that about the writer. But anyway, have a good listen. I haven't heard this in years. Those silly computers doing the things they do to us when they do them. So we were listening to San Francisco Sketches, and, you know, I found out that wasn't his, I mean, the writing credit for that is to Lancaster, not to Abrahams. And so why don't we find one that's his? Here's one that's perfect for Christmas time. Unless it's about war, as some of them are. We got the Long Bomb Blues. That makes sense for the modern world too, doesn't it? Never mind 55 years ago. Walk on the Water. Oh, Christmas time. It's about a birthday. A birthday of somebody that was purportedly able to do such a thing. I do it in Winnipeg all the time, you know. It's, when it's 40 below out, no problem. The water is not hard to walk on. The water is very hard. Yes, we have hard water here. Hard as ice because it's so cold out. So I'll see if we can find toys from the same record. I have this record on vinyl, but you know what? It's just as good you're not hearing that record right now because the condition of it might not be the best. I give you toys.
As I sat on my bed, I could see the moon and stars. When I peeked through the door, I could see my mom and dad. Though it's hard to remember on that cold night in December, I couldn't find my toys. So I searched all around till I found their hiding place, and they stared me in the eye. One then seemed to say, it's hard for us to play when we know you can't be kind to your sister and brother. Said that they didn't want to play, but if I was good, they wouldn't go away. They'd leave it up to me and wait till they could see if I loved my sister and brother. I'm a man, big and strong, with a toll of passing years, and I know what they said was wisdom for my ears. I knew it all along that I was wrong, and I loved my sister and brother and my toll.
Still here. I was just lining this story up for you to hear. because it's so wintry and cold outside. The story vanished on me. It went away. Where did it go? It was just here. Okay, I'm going to put on another piece of music then, since we're struggling, apparently. Struggling. We had the McGarrigles here a second ago. Don't ask me why things are vanishing in this way. Why are these things vanishing? Okay, maybe this. And then the McGarrigles, and then the story. And that's about all the time we will have time for today. Temple Tent Revival. I'm Kits. It's 20 to 1 o'clock. What happens at 1 o'clock? Flex Your Head is not coming on today. And I'm not sure. I'll give you a poem right now. Favorite of mine by A.A. Milne.
King John's Christmas. King John was not a good man. He had his little ways, and sometimes no one spoke to him for days and days and days. And men who came across him when walking in the town gave him a supercilious stare, or passed with noses in the air, and bad King John stood dumbly there, blushing beneath his crown. King John was not a good man, and no good friends had he. He stayed in every afternoon, but no one came to tea. And round about December, the cards upon his shelf, which wished him lots of Christmas cheer and fortune in the coming year, were never from his near and dear, but only from himself. King John was not a good man, yet had his hopes and fears. They'd given him no present now for years and years and years. But every year at Christmas, while minstrels stood about collecting tribute from the young for all the songs they might have sung, he stole away upstairs and hung a hopeful stocking out. King John was not a good man. He lived his life aloof. Alone, he thought a message out while climbing up the roof. He wrote it down and propped it against the chimney stack. To all and sundry, near and far, F. Christmas in particular. And signed it not Johannes R., but very humbly, Jack. I want some crackers and I want some candy. I think a box of chocolates would come in handy. I don't mind oranges. I do like nuts. And I should like a pocket knife that really cuts. And oh, Father Christmas, if you love me at all, bring me a big red India rubber ball. King John was not a good man. He wrote this message out and gat him to his room again, descending by the spout. And all that night he lay there, a prey to hopes and fears. I think that's him coming now. Anxiety bedewed his brow. He'll bring one present anyhow, the first I've had for years. Forget about the crackers and forget about the candy. I'm sure a box of chocolates would never come in handy. I don't like oranges, I don't want nuts, and I have got a pocket knife that almost cuts. But oh, Father Christmas, if you love me at all, bring me a big red India rubber ball. King John was not a good man. Next morning, when the sun rose up to tell a waiting world that Christmas had begun, and people seized their stockings and opened them with glee, and crackers, toys, and games appeared, and lips with sticky sweets were smeared, King John said grimly, "As I feared, nothing again for me. I did want crackers and I did want candy. I know a box of chocolates would come in handy. I do love oranges. I did want nuts. I haven't got a pocket knife, not one that cuts. And oh, if Father Christmas had loved me at all, he would have brought a big red India rubber ball. King John stood by the window and frowned to see below the happy bands of boys and girls all playing in the snow. A while he stood there watching and envying them all, when through the window, big and red, there hurtled by his royal head and bounced and fell upon the bed an India rubber ball. And oh, Father Christmas, my blessings on you fall for bringing him a big red India rubber ball.
I was really hoping we could hear Counting Stars by Kate and Anna McGarrigle, but also wanted us to hear The Snow Queen by Hans Christian Andersen. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to hear The Snow Queen by Hans Christian Andersen, and I'll see who's phoning me on my cell phone there. Isn't that fun? I've got one after all these years. Enough said. I'm going to let you go. Here's a story. I'll see you back here in 2 weeks. Don't forget, give something today. Tomorrow, give to Farm Radio International, give to CKUW, give to the Bear Clan, give to Agape Table, Art City, Climate Justice. I've got so many ideas, but you've got some good ones of your own too, don't you? Lots of people need our help at this time of year, every day. Let's listen to a story, and that's it for the Solstice Party today. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining me, and stay tuned after this for whatever's coming next. It's on the robot. I'll line it up. It'll surprise us all. That wasn't it, was it? Let's try again, or we won't have enough time.
Played among the flowers.
All summer. 1, 2, 3, go.
The Snow Queen. Once, long ago, there was a little boy called Kai and a little girl called Gerda. They lived next door to each other, and they loved each other very much. Between their two houses was a garden where Kai and Gerda played among the flowers all summer long. Gerda's favourite flowers were the roses, and she made up a verse about them, especially for Kai. Until the last rose blooms and dies, we will be friends, Gerda and Kai. When winter came, they sat inside by the warm stove and listened to Kai's grandmother telling stories about the wicked Snow Queen. She flies with the sleet and smothers the fields with snow. She stiffens the flowers with frost and freezes the rivers. Her heart is a block of ice, and she would like to make everyone's heart as icy as her own. As the old woman spoke, the wind howled round the house, and a window clattered open. A flurry of sleet blew into Kai's face, and a splinter of ice pierced his eye. Instantly it travelled to his heart and lodged there. Kai cried out in pain. But a few moments later, he was laughing again, and Gerda thought no more about it. The next day, Kai went to play in the town square with the other boys. "Can I come?" said Gerda. But Kai turned on her angrily. "Of course not, you're only a stupid girl." Gerda was very hurt. How could she know that the icicle in Kai's heart was turning it to ice? The boys liked to tie their sledges to the farmer's cart, which pulled them across the snow. But this day a big white sleigh stood in the square, its driver dressed in white fur. "This will be better than the farmer's cart," thought Kai, and he tied his sledge to the back of the white sleigh. The sleigh moved off, faster and faster, until Kai began to get frightened. He wanted to untie his sledge, but could not undo the rope. On and on they went, out of the city gates, on and on, flying with the wind. "Help! Help!" shouted Kai, but nobody heard him. They flew for hours, until suddenly they stopped, and the driver stood up. The driver was a tall, thin woman, and her coat and hat were made of snow. Kai stared in wonder. There before him stood the Snow Queen. She lifted Kai into the sleigh beside her and wrapped him in her coat. "You're cold," she said, and kissed him on the forehead. Though her kiss was like ice, Kai no longer felt the cold. He thought that nobody in the world could be more beautiful than the Snow Queen, for it was she who had sent the wind to plunge an icicle into Kai's heart. By now it had turned to solid ice, and he forgot all about Gerda and his grandmother. Gerda wept bitterly when Kai did not come home. Everyone said he must be dead, lost somewhere in the deep snow. All winter she waited, but Kai did not come back. At last the warmer weather came, and Gerda was given new red shoes to wear with her spring clothes. She put them on and went to the wide river. "Have you seen my friend Kai?" she asked the waves. "I'll give you my new red shoes if you tell me where he is." The tumbling waves nodded their foaming heads. So she climbed into a little boat moored among the reeds, then tossed her shoes as far as she could into the water. As she did so, the boat drifted away from the bank and began racing downstream. Gerda was frightened, but she dared not jump out. "Perhaps the boat will carry me to Kai," she thought. The boat carried Gerda down the river until it passed a little thatched house beside a cherry orchard. A strange old lady came out of the cottage, wearing a large hat. With her crooked walking stick, she hooked the boat and pulled it to the shore.
"Poor child," she said to Gerda. "How did you come to be floating all alone through the wide world?"
So Gerda told the old lady her whole story and asked if she had seen Kai.
"He's not been here yet, my dear, but I expect he will be very soon."
She took Gerda into the house and gave her cherries to eat. And while she ate them, the old lady combed the girl's hair. Now, in truth, the old lady was the loneliest of all magicians, and she wanted to keep Gerda with her. So she combed away all her memories. Soon Gerda forgot all about Kai. For days, Gerda played in the cottage. But one sunny morning she was wandering among the flowers in the garden when she saw a bush blossoming with red roses. Gerda kissed the flowers in delight. And straight away she remembered Kai. "I've stayed here too long," she cried out, and her voice disturbed a big black crow from a nearby tree.
"Caw, what's the matter, little girl?"
"I have to find my friend Kai. Have you seen him?"
"I saw a boy pass this way last week. He had won the heart of a princess, and now he's a prince. They live together in a beautiful palace not far from here."
"Oh, I would be so happy for Kai if he had become a prince," laughed Gerda. "Can you show me the way there?"
So the crow flew off and led Gerda to the palace. Inside, they both crept up a shadowy staircase until they came to the royal bedchamber. Gerda peeped in at the sleeping prince and burst into tears.
"Oh, crow, It isn't Kai at all. I'll have to go on looking, but I'm so tired.
Her crying woke the young prince and princess, and they were amazed to see a little girl sobbing at the foot of their bed. But when they heard her story, they understood her tears.
I'll give you my prettiest dress to cheer you up, said the princess.
And I'll give you my golden coach, said the prince, so you can travel farther and faster and find little Kai all the sooner.
In the prince's coach, Gerda rode through a dark forest. The coachwork glistened among the trees, and some wicked robbers saw it, shining in the moonlight.
It's gold, all gold,
they shouted, and they ambushed it at the next crossroads. They dragged Gerda out of the coach and carried her away to their robber castle. At the door stood a black-eyed girl, the daughter of the robber chief. When they found out that Gerda was not a rich princess and had nothing to steal, they decided to kill her.
Oh, don't do that, cried the robber's daughter. She can play with me and I can wear her pretty clothes.
The robber chief scowled. All right then, but I'll keep her under lock and key, or she might escape and give away our hiding place. That night, Gerda told her new friend about Kai and how she longed to find him. As she spoke, the doves in the rafters and an old reindeer listened to her story. Suddenly, one of the doves said,
Coo, coo, we've seen little Kai. He rode in the Snow Queen's sleigh as she flew towards Lapland.
Ah, yes, said the reindeer. I was born in Lapland. It glitters with ice and snow, and the Queen has her summer palace there.
I must get there quickly, exclaimed Gerda. Now I understand why he was unkind to me that day. His heart was turning to ice. The robbers were sleeping. The chief's daughter crept to her father's pillow and stole the key to set Gerda free.
Take her to Lapland, she told the reindeer. Help her to find Kai.
The reindeer was delighted to be going home, and he leapt over the moors and marshes. They travelled for several days and nights, until at last they came to Lapland. It was very, very cold, with ice and snow everywhere.
Look! Over there! Cried Gerda.
Sparkling in the distance was the Snow Queen's summer palace, like a mountain of diamonds. Inside her palace, the Snow Queen had made Kai her slave. She was as sharp-tongued and spiteful as frost, forcing him to polish the vast icy floors. He would have wept, but his heart was too frozen for tears. The Snow Queen gave Kai some icicles and said,
Shape these into the word eternity, and I may set you free.
Then she flew away to heap snow on the cities and fetch down avalanches on the heads of climbers. Kai was left alone with the icicles. His hands were blue with cold, but he felt nothing. He was still trying to shape the word eternity when Gerda found her way into the palace and to his vast frozen room.
Kai, she cried, I found you at last!
And she flung her arms around him. But Kai stood still and cold and unsmiling.
Who are you? What are you doing here? Are you another of the Snow Queen's slaves? Go away, let go!